Can we please open our Bible this morning to the book of John chapter 7. I read from verse 37. Jesus speaking. In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried. He didn't stood and talk. He cried. You know what it means to cry? To shout. To exclaim. So, if somebody does this, there must be something about that statement. He cried. He didn't talk. He was not preaching. He cried. Saying, if any man thirst, any man, let him come unto me and drink. Are you thirsty this morning? Are you thirsty this morning? You may not know, but you're thirsty. All of us should continuously be thirsty. He said, blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness. After. He said, they shall be filled. Let them come to me and drink. Believeth it. He that believeth on me. Rivers of living. You know what rivers does? And we're talking about rivers of living water. I don't have to tell you the characteristics of a river. I'm talking about people that carry life. People that breathe life. People that talk life. That is why, and I need you to be conscious of this. The enemy needs you also. He needs what you carry. In fact, if we don't cooperate with the devil, he cannot do much. Especially we that we carry something. He knows that we carry something. That you'll be asking yourself, why am I passing through these challenges? Because you carry something. Why do I find it hard for my heart not to be pure? You carry something. He needs, the devil needs what you carry. Because people that carry something can do much more. Much more. Much more damage. So that is why the enemy is interested in us. Actually. That's why he wants you to talk the way he wants you to talk. He wants you to have the feeling to be desperate. He wants you to be frustrated. So you talk in frustration. You carry something. He meets your arsenal. To work. The enemy needs you to fight your wife. He needs you to fight your husband. He needs you to deal with people in the language they understand. Because you know why? You carry something actually. That's the reason. He wants you to talk back. He wants you to do any. In fact, that's why, my brother, my sister, this guy is just tricking us. That's why they say we should not be unaware of the devices of the devil. But this key of the Holy Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive, for the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. May the Lord bless the reading of his holy word. I can't hear your amen. Let us call on bless our own. Praise the Lord. I am going to be sharing with us this morning on this title, Living for Purpose. Living for Purpose. I believe along the line we may be able to
answer a few questions about why our continent is the way it is and why our country is the way it is. Because there are too many questions begging for answer in this country called Nigeria. While our continent in Africa is the way it is, we may be able to answer a few of the questions. And I can assure you, you will understand. Sometimes you may be able to answer why Christians can be frustrated. Brother Mola was speaking to us this morning about homes. Why marriages can be frustrated. What is the purpose of you getting married? What's the purpose? So if there's no purpose, what do? Anything that comes. Now if you don't have a purpose for anything, the thing just comes and you just do anything anyhow. There is no roadmap. There is no destination. So everywhere becomes a way. And I want us to go back to the beginning of the book of the beginning, the Bible. Let's go to the Bible and look at something there. You see, from today henceforth, you will realize the fact that the reason why some things happen to some people, the reason why our continent is the way it is, the reason why Nigeria is the way it is, you are likely to understand. Because you are a wise-hearted people, you'll be able to join, connect the dots. I don't have to do the connection, you will connect the dots yourself. Genesis 1 from verse 26. We know it, but I will read it again. And God said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness. For what reason? What's the purpose? Let's make man. So for what purpose? God defined the purpose almost immediately. And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, and over the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. I don't know if you want to have dominion over the boat of the air without going there. But some people have gone there. I don't know how you want to have a dominion in the sea without going to the sea. You know that some people have gone to the sea. And they are still going there. They know what is in the sea. In fact, when you are talking about some serious snakes in African forest, some people have gone to come and help us to identify all the snakes. Yes or no? Purpose of man is to have dominion in this space called the earth. That's our purpose. Man is, of course, the fall of man is a different ballgame. I don't ever forget. I'm not going there this morning. Forever, the word of God is settled in heaven. God, when God speaks, he speaks. So you can't say, God is not following this script again. No, he's following the same script. Purpose. Verse 27. So God created man in his own image. God said it, and God did it. He said it, and he did it. And the image of God created him, male and female created him then. Verse 28. And God blessed them. The purpose will never have been ignited without the blessing of God. Can never be ignited. You are just going to have
something without power, without capacity. The blessing of the Lord is the capacity. That's why the Bible says the blessing of the Lord maketh a man and addeth no sorrow. That's the capacity of man. He blessed them. He equipped them. He fortified them. That's what Jesus Christ said. He that cometh to me, cometh to me. I return you back to this season. He said, he that cometh to me, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. God blessed them and told them exactly what to do with the blessing. And he said, be fruitful. That's what you do with the blessing. Number two, multiply. Number three, number four, replenish the earth. Number four, replenish the earth and subdue it. Number five, and have dominion. Be fruitful, multiply, purpose, replenish the earth, subdue it, and have dominion. Praise ye. I said praise the Lord. Now, this is the mindset of God for humanity. And you will agree with me that we have not done too badly along those lines. Yes or no? Humanity has not done too badly. Except you are not considering what is happening around you. We have not done too badly. Look at the whole world today. Look at all the continents of the world. Look at what man had done by God empowering us. Look at what humanity has been able to achieve by that same blessing of God. Tell yourself, I will not be exempted from achievements. Say, I will not be exempted from achievements. Now, everything you see today, including everything you see, planes, ships, submarine, everything, all crater, technology, telephone, everything, they emanated from that blessing. And today we are where we are. But there is a problem. There is a challenge. And that's where we come in. All of us, children of God. You see, as we are solving problems, we are creating more. Do you know that the earth is at risk now? You don't know. It's at risk. What we did was, the capacity that God gave us, we took it and we flew with it. And we suddenly, people, men became God to themselves. As if there is no God again. So everything that we now did is now almost working against us. That's why they are talking about global warming. You listen to news. Yes. The flood in India. The flood in China. In America now, California is burning, Oregon is burning. All over the world. You know why? You know why? We thought we could do it without God. That's what we get. We thought we could do it without God. He gave us a purpose. We took the purpose, we removed God out of it. We said we can lead ourselves, we can rule ourselves, we can do everything ourselves. That is why we have what we have. But you know what happened? God has saved us. I do what? I and the children that the Lord has given me. We are for what? Signs and wonder. So please tell your neighbor you have a job to do. I really want us to understand. So you cannot say humanity have not done anything. Look at us today. They are watching us from all over the world. It's called blessing. They are same blessing. Just imagine all of us drove cars here today, AC, everything is the blessing.
But remove God out of the blessing. You have the aftermath that the world is having today, and it seems as if we cannot help ourselves. So God will help us in Jesus' name. I said God will help us in Jesus' name. Now, not to set the premise so that we can have an understanding. When we listen to news, we can understand the reason why things are happening. Some people are saying, no, it's part of the blessing of God that made us to get to where we are today. God was interested in us. God blessed us to be able to live the way we are living today. We are comfortable. We are blessed. Look at every one of us. Look at us sitting there. Look at the building that we are building today. Look at everything that we are doing today. It comes from that same blessing. He blessed them and he said, be fruitful. So, what is it that we are supposed to do if we want to live for purpose? First and foremost, I want to differentiate between dreams and purpose. You know, most of us have our dreams, yes or no? Yeah, you have dreams. Some people want to become medical doctors, engineers, scientists, lawyers, pastors, agriculturists, politicians, journalists, so on and so forth. Now, for example, in Nigeria, so many politicians, what's the purpose? Now, yeah, the challenge we have is people are out of purpose. What's the purpose? To do what? There's no purpose. They don't even know why they are going there. There's no purpose. So when you don't have a purpose, everything happens to you. And things become, look at Nigeria today. Now, why are people engineers in Nigeria? What's the purpose? Huh? What's the purpose? So you realize that we have dreams and we accomplish our dreams. But there's a difference between dream and purpose. What is the reason why I am an engineer? Why am I a doctor? Why am I a politician? Why am I a pastor, for example? Why? What's the purpose? What do I do with what I've achieved? What do I do with my achievement in life? What is the purpose of what I have achieved? That's the question that we have to answer. But please, can you put up this diagram for me? And I want us to look at something. Please put it up for me. You see, when we get into purpose, everything will change. When we understand how to connect with our purpose, frustration will disappear. Please, can you put up the diagram for me, please? Anyway, let me go. When they put it, please let me know. Young people, you're in secondary school, wherever you are, you can find purpose. Now, let me talk to you about one young, she's still a teenager, actually. Is she? Yeah. This climate activist, Greta Thunberg. Yeah. From Sweden. What did she do? She was 15. So she just heard about the news that we're talking about carbon footprints, we're talking about ozone layer depleting, we're talking about the ocean rising. Let me tell you something. 40% of the people live in coastal region. They said if we don't do something, the earth will be irredeemable in the next like 10 or 15 years. So there's nothing like God wants to destroy the earth. We are the one that is working toward the destruction of the earth. Praise the Lord. I said praise the Lord. I said praise the Lord. Now, check this out.
So she was sitting down. She went to like National Assembly. She wouldn't go to school. She just carried a placard and was sitting down there every day. She was 15. People started noticing her. They started noticing her. And you know her today. She's 18 now. She speaks to president. She speaks at United Nations. She speaks everywhere. To preserve, speaking about, to preserve the art. So it concerns every single one of us. She does. That's what she does today all over the world. Just 18. She won an award recently. They gave her €1 million. She donated it back. She said, it's not for money. Now, she's one of the 100 most influential women in the world. She's one of them. She's just 18. She has won every award in Time Magazine, Person of the Year. She has won it. But she's not bothered. She has gone back to school now. She's just 18. You know why? What was she fighting for? Preservation of the art. Subdue it. So as children of God, there is so much in front of us than looking at life from the perspective of the fact that, thank God, we have to survive, yes or no. Now, we have to eat, we have to build homes, we have to do everything. But I'm saying to us that after all those things, there is a bigger picture. He said, he created man, he said, be fruit. Number two, multiply. Number three, replenish the earth. Number four, have dominion. Now, when we get back to God, don't you think that God is going to be asking those questions? You will have the right answer in Jesus' name. I said you have the right answer in the name of Jesus. So therefore, I'm saying to you this morning, that every child of God must begin to look at purpose. Now, number one, why am I married? What's the purpose of my marriage? Number two, why am I an engineer? Number three, why am I this? Why am I that? Why am I a pastor, for example? Shouldn't I be concerned about the purpose? Or should I just come and be talking for talking's sake? Should I just come and be cramming something and be talking to people? Shouldn't I be concerned about the purpose? When you are concerned about purpose, God supplies you grace. He supplies you grace to deliver. When you are concerned about purpose, the grace of God that is supplied becomes sufficient for you. Apostle Paul said, a messenger of Satan was given to me to buffet me. It could be sickness. It could be anything. I don't know what exactly it was. He said, I pray to God once and again, God said, my grace is sufficient for you. The job that you are doing, I cannot afford you to derail. And Paul said, why was the messenger of Satan given to me to buffet me? Listen to me, my brother, my sister. It is not every challenge that comes from the devil. Something happened to us to shape us. We get to some situation in life for God to make us better. We see for exams in life for him to transform our life because we are at a particular level, he wants to lead us somewhere else. Think about it. Lecturers can attest to it. Students in the university, you can never move to the next level without an examination. There is exam of life. God sets papers in life. There is exam. And I can assure you, like Brother Muller said this morning, the day his son came to me at 1 a.m., what do you think happened? It must be like an angel that woke the boy up. The Bible says that keepeth Israel, neither do what? Neither slumber nor do what? Nor sleep. It was an angel that must have woken the boy up. Like Samuel. And he went to his father. And the man said, go back to sleep. And he came again. And he said, go back to
sleep. I guess because he will have said that because maybe that is the habit of the boy. But that day was different. That's why we cannot do cut and paste. That day was very different. Was very, very different. But God watches over us. Can we put our hands together for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? Can we put our hands together for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? I want us to put our hands together for Jesus this morning. Praise ye the Lord. Now, what I'm saying to you is this. Peradventure, you are frustrated. Peradventure, what you do, you're asking yourself a question. So, what is the essence of everything? Go and locate purpose. Now, today we are talking about the jab. We're talking about vaccine. Yes or no? Now think about it. If some people did not locate their purpose in life for bringing up vaccine for us, what are we going to be talking about now? The infection rate in the world is 197 million. 4.2 million people have died of COVID since it began. 4.2 million. In 100 years ago, over 50 million people died. There was no vaccine. Has God not blessed man? God used us for us. Purpose. So, this morning, my brother, my sister, no matter what you do, medical doctor, engineer, you are a teacher, you are, even these days, it's like everybody's looking for money. Fear enough. We need to survive. But after we found money, what about purpose? I wish they can put the diagram up for me. Maybe they can't find it. I wish they can put it up for me so that I can show you a few illustrations of how we move from level to level to level to level. So, think about it. Why is it that we have oil, but we cannot refine oil? Purpose. Don't we train engineers in school? We train them. But we train people to look for what they will eat. Some people choose to go beyond what they will eat to go and find purpose, like the young girl I was talking about. So believers cannot afford to join the bad wagon of what they will eat. All of us must begin to find purpose because God has put it in our heart. And we find it in the name of Jesus. Let me tell you something. Every solution to the problem that is going to happen in the world is in the heart of men. And men can only solve the problem by purpose. Men are purpose, are selfless people. Very, very selfless. Every project in Nigeria, foreigners have to come and do it. I say we don't have people. I remember many years ago, I was doing a project for them somewhere in one university. And they were doing some construction work. I said, but you are training people in civil engineering here, architecture here. You know, I said, they said yes. I said, why don't you engage your students to PhD level? Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. We have to, there has to be a paradigm shift if we will turn things around. And let me tell you something. We all are responsible. All of us. That is why somebody will steal 1 billion, it is not enough, no purpose. Steal 5 billion, it is not enough, no purpose. Steal 10 billion, it is not enough, no purpose. Think about it. Is something not wrong somewhere? Some people have 2 houses, it is not enough. Build the 3rd one, it is not enough. Build the 4th one, it is not enough. Have 5 children. Build 1 house for one, 1 house for one, 1 house for one. Some people are even buying car for their children. And their children are not here. Instead of giving scholarships, people don't, we have 13.2 million children out of school in Nigeria, yes or no? I say yes or no. The 13.2 million, giving children out of school in Nigeria, giving scholarship, helping them, sponsoring teachers, encouraging teachers. Build the 1st house, build the 2nd house, build the 3rd house, build the 4th house, build the 5th house, build the 6th house. Say to us, we will change. Say we will change. Say we will change. Say we will change. Say we will change. We have to be men and women of purpose. Act 26 from verse 12, I read, Paul speaking. From verse 12, whereupon as I went to Damascus with authority and commission from the chief priest, at midday, O king, I saw in the way a light from heaven, above the brightness of the sun, shining round about me, and then we journeyed with me. And when we were all falling to the earth, I heard a voice speaking unto me and saying in Hebrew tongues, Saul, Saul, why persecuted thou me? It is hard for thee to kick against the prey. Verse 15, and I said, who art thou, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus whom thou persecuted. But rise and stand upon thy feet, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose. Everybody say purpose. Listen to me, God saved you for a purpose. God saved me for a purpose. When we miss the purpose of God, frustration can set in. Apathy can set in. The enemy can find us useful for him. Because once we have missed purpose, he said God called him for a purpose. He saved you for a purpose. He saved me for a purpose. Now let me read on. To make thee a minister and a witness both of this thing which thou hast seen and of those things which I will appear unto thee. Delivering thee from the people and from the Gentiles unto whom I now send thee, to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. Whereupon, O King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to heavenly vision. Can you pray for yourself this morning? How many books have we not written? See that they are now. How many albums have we not waxed? See that they are now. How many there now? Have we not preached? See that they are now. How many inventions? Can you pray to God this morning? I want you to receive grace for your purpose. He said, I was not disobedient to heavenly vision. I want to receive grace for your purpose this morning. I was not disobedient to heavenly vision. God will only be speaking to you forever to change. I was not disobedient to heavenly vision. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Let me ask you a question. Let's go back to where we began from. How can we be of change? How can I start today? How can you start today? That was why Jesus Christ cried. He cried. He cried. He said, come unto me. Come on. He knew that we would be distracted. He knew that too many things will happen to us. He knew that we will be in a country like this. My brother, my sister, we have to save this country. And that is why this morning we are going to be praying some prayers. And I don't want us to pray for somebody to die. It's not important. We are going to be praying for children of God in Nigeria to fulfill purpose. Say, come unto me, O ye that labor and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Say, come and learn from me. That's what we are going to be praying about. We are going to be praying, number one. Let me tell you something. Watch it when we pray today. And see what will happen in Nigeria. Because now, from now henceforth, every child of God in Nigeria will be living a life of purpose in the name of Jesus. If you are in any industry, you have been sent there to go and live a life of purpose. Can we rise up this morning? Worship team, can you join me, please? Whatever you are doing, I need you to lift it up to God this morning. Whatever you are doing, whatever your vocation thing, whatever, I want you to lift it up to God this morning. Something has to give way. We cannot be going like this. No. Something has to give way. No, we cannot be going, and we cannot be complaining. Heaven and heaven belongs to God, the earth has been in the sons of men. We cannot be complaining, and we cannot be going like this. No. We are the one to effect the change. Can you appreciate God for your life? Can you thank God for what you are doing? Where you are in life? Can you thank God for the blessing of God upon your life? Whichever way you find yourself. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Maybe you want to pray this, but you don't want to. He said, he that believeth on me, out of his belly, I want to pray. Every area of my unbelief, Father, please forgive me. He said, he that believeth on me. Any area of my unbelief. Any area of my unbelief. Can God bring forth water out of the rock? He that believeth on me. He that believeth on me, any area of my unbelief that I've been acting in unbelief, Father, please forgive me. Please, I want to give Brother Mike a mic, and I want to come forward this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. I want to pray a prayer. Can you project Isaiah chapter 6 from verse 1? We are going to pray that prayer today, and I want you to pray that prayer. Isaiah chapter 6 from verse 1. Okay, they can project. I read from verse 1. Please help me ask them, why can't they project? Help me ask them, why can't they project? In the year that King Uzziah died, I want us to pray this prayer this morning. Please, please, and please. It is a prayer of deliverance. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon the throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. He stood the seraphim, each one has six wings. With twin he covered his face, with twin he covered his feet, and with twin he fly. And one cried unto another, said, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the post of the door was moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was full of smoke. Then Isaiah said, woe is me, for I'm undone. I'm a man of unclean lips. Now listen to me. I want you to pray this month that God will deliver you from unclean lips. Words that you are not supposed to speak. Words that you are not supposed to speak. Deliver me from unclean lips. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Look at me, my brother, and I want us this morning. And I want us to take it very seriously. Or else you pray for yourself. Or else every effect of the word I've spoken carelessly, unclean lips, God, please reverse it for good. I want to pray. Anybody you have called, anybody you have spoken to in your anger, I want you to pray that prayer. I don't want anything to stand against you. Every effect of unclean word I've spoken. I want you to pray to reverse it. Begin to reverse it in the name of the one you remember, reverse. Every thought that is not good before God, that you have thought against somebody, begin to reverse it. Every lie that you have told, begin to repent. Now the mercy of God will permeate this up this morning. Yeah, we are men and women of purpose. The hand of the Lord is not sure that I cannot reach. Yes. He says it's not there that they cannot hear. This morning we are putting things straight. God is more than able. In Jesus' name we are praying. You know why I told you to pray the prayer? Please, please, and please. It is a prayer that you need to pray for God to be able to use you. Now, look at what did happen. When Isaiah confessed, look at what he said. Then I said, woe is me. I am undone. Look at what he said. Because I am a man of unclean lips. Now, you see, let me tell you something. If you can still be doing something and you say you are praying, you are not coming before God. If you come before God, you will be telling God everything. If you can be cursing people in your mind, if you can be wishing them bad and you are praying, you are not praying to God. You damn, you won't. The same the prophet. I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Verse 6. They must do this for him. Then flew one of the seraphim unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongue from the altar, and he laid it upon my mouth. If God does not sanctify his mouth, he can never be a servant of God. If God does not touch his lips, his word can never carry weight. He will going to be speaking for himself, not for God. Turn thy lip and thy iniquity is taken away. Thy sin is purged. Also, I heard the voice of the Lord saying, who shall I send? Who shall go for us? I want you to pray to God this morning. Please have mercy on me. Tell God in any area of your life. It's between you and God. Whatever you want to do, you can kneel down, you can do anything. Just tell God. Something has to give way. The church is not a powerless church in Nigeria. We serve the living God. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen.